耶稣圣灵讲道
Nero Jesus Christ has shared the word of God
靠着圣灵的帮助
With the help of the Holy Spirit
我们继续来警醒教会的挑战
Let's continue to be vigilant regarding challenges faced by the church
那教会有什么挑战呢
So what are the challenges faced by the church
教会也有不少的问题
We have a lot of issues within the church
因为我们教会里面的兄弟姐妹有来自各种不同阶层各种不同背景各种不同嗜好的兄弟姐妹来集合成为教会
Because the church is conceived of believers coming from different backgrounds, different social status, and different interests.
我们的背景都不同，我们受的教育也不同。
We have come from different backgrounds, we receive different education.
说起来，这是一个很大的家庭，各种背景不同的家庭。
And this is a very big family of many people from different backgrounds.
你就想要在管理神的教会，要带领神是多么的不容易。
So you can imagine how difficult it will be to manage and to care.
其实带领神的就很容易的，没有困难的。
Actually, lead the church of God actually should be very simple. They shouldn't have difficulties.
因为大家都服从真理啊，大家只有一个信、一个真理、一个主就没问题啊。
Because if everybody submit to the truth, submit to the same God, the Holy Spirit, there's no problem.
但是如果有不服从这个真理、不服从这个道理的时候，那就难搞了，就开始争吵了。
But when people start not submitting to the truth, not submitting to God, then issues will arise.
你有你的看法，我有我的讲法；你有你的认为，他有他的传讲。
You have your own viewpoints, I have my own understanding, but he has his own methods of explaining.
真理只有一个啊。
There's only one truth.
叫做共信之道，所信的全部全世界相信的就是这样，只有一个而已，没有两个的。
That is our common faith, same throughout all TJCs around the world.
我们说教会容易带领，是因为共信之道，同一个主，同一个真理，那当然没问题。
So we say the church is easy to be led because we have the same common belief, there won't be any issue.
但你看看今天我们的真理研究会。
But today, look at our truth research committee.
真的很痛心啊。
It's a great pain to me.
越来越痛心，越来越感觉到难过。
And I feel more and more sad.
甚至有同工传道提议，不要再研究那个真理的啦。
So there are some co-workers, some preachers say, let us not study any more regarding the truth.
如果研究了真理，一巩固我们的真理，一相信我们真理，那 OK。
If the more research, the more strengthen our stand on the truth, then it's all right. We can research more.
今天的真理研究，一研究。越动摇我们的根基的，越动摇我们的真理的。
The more but yet today, the more we research, the more our truth has been challenged.
有些没有很清楚的否认，但是他在动摇我们，在摇我们的，摇到我们自己都站不稳了的呀。
So it's shaking our faith.
一直在摇的呀。
So much so that we're not able to stand firm anymore.
这种研究来干什么呢
？Then what's the point of such research?
所以就变成教会问题很多。
So this leads to many issues within the church.
而且问题越来越严重。
And these issues become more greater and greater.
主耶稣要来了。
Our Lord is coming soon.
应该是我们越来越坚强，越来越纯洁的。
Then it should be time that we should become stronger and stronger, more and more pure.
因为我们不是刚刚信的，我们信了百多年，这耶稣教会站立了百多年的。
Because we are not new believers, the true church has been around for over 100 years.
但是现在好像是越来越多问题，越来越难带领啊。
But it seems we have more and more issues, harder and harder to lead the church.
本来很容易的，大家顺服圣灵，顺服真理，哪里会难？没有难的呀。
It should be easy. Everyone submit to the truth, submit to the church.
那我说，今天我们要面对教会的问题。
So today we need to face these challenges of church.
而且问题越来越多，越来越严重。
More and more challenges and issues.
那其中最大的问题是什么
？One of the greatest issue is
教会不单只有魔鬼的工作。
The church not only has the work of the devil.
更可怕的、更严重的是，教会有撒。
What is more frightening is in the church there is the throne of the Satan.
这个是最严重也最可怕的事。
And this is what is most serious and frightening.
难道你不要乱讲，这是非常严重的事。
Preacher, let's do not anyhow say this because it is something very serious.
我当然不敢这样讲。
Of course, I dare not say this.
这是主耶稣讲的。
But this is the word of Jesus.
我在重复，这不是传道讲。
This is not my word, so.
这是主耶稣讲的。
This is the verse of Jesus.
耶稣什么时候讲教会有撒旦的作？
When did Jesus say that the church has a throne of Satan?
请注意哦，教会有撒旦的工作跟教会有撒旦的座位是完全不一样的事情哦。
In the church,
不是不一样的哦。
That's the work of the devil. This is totally different than in the church. There's a throne of the devil.
教会有撒旦的工作那是OK 的，因为他来做工就被我们赶走了。 我们奉主的名赶他走，就没了，他就走了。
So, in the church, the works of the Satan is still alright because when they come to work, we just cast them out, then they'll be gone.
又或者一些信徒软弱跌倒犯罪了，魔鬼跟着来带魔鬼进来，我奉主耶稣圣名赶撒旦，魔鬼出去，那就平安了，那就没问题了。
So some believers have become weak. They have sinned against God. They bring Satan with them to church, and then we see this, we cast them out, and they'll be gone.
这个叫做魔鬼会在教会里面工作。
This is the devil working in the church.
可是魔鬼在教会里面有座位，那就不一样了。
But when we say Satan has a throne within the church, it's totally different.
这个教会神的殿里面有他的位置，有他的地盘在这里，有他的椅子，巩固他的椅子在这里。
In this church, there's a throne, a place for him, a place that belongs to him.
讲起来，有撒旦的势力在这里。
There is the power of influence of the devil.
这个比任何问题都严重。
And this is more serious than any issues.
我再重复一次。
Repeat myself.
教会有撒旦的工作，那是 很正常、很自然的事。
Is something very natural to have the work of the Satan within the church.
主跟我们同在，主给我们权柄，奉主的名赶他就 OK 了。
The law is reversed. The law gives us authority to cast them out.
但是有座位的时候呢
？But when there's a throne.
你赶他不走了。
You're not able to cast him out.
因为不是赶他的问题。
Because it's not a matter of casting him out.
他的位置已经有他的位置在这里，有他的地盘在这里，有他的势力在这里。
There's really a seat, a throne for him here. He has really his place and influence here.
所以我讲这篇道理的时候，现在我在讲，我心里很沉痛，很难过的。
So as I say this, I feel very heavy in my heart.
我知道有一些人又会来攻击我的。
Because I know people will attack me because of this.
甚至会拿着这堂道理，这个见证啊，来做把柄的。
They take this sermon, this testimony as to oppose me.
但是我还是要讲。
But I still need to say this.
因为这就是我们今天面对的挑战嘛。什么叫做挑战？这个就是挑战。
Because this is the challenge we are facing today.
这个就是危机。什么叫做危机？这个就是危机啊。
This is the crisis we are facing today.
什么时候耶稣讲教会有撒旦座位？
So when Jesus said that there's a throne for the Satan?
你看启示录的十。启示录的第二章
Revelation 2
启示录第二章
Revelation chapter 2
我们读十二节到十三节
Verse 12 and verse 13
一二三你要写信给别加摩教会的使者说那有两刃利剑的说我知道你的居所就是有撒旦座位之处当我忠心的见证人安提帕在你们中间撒旦所住的地方被杀之时你还坚守我的名没有弃绝我的道好这里当主耶稣对这个别加摩的使者的负责人来讲话的时候
So when the Lord Jesus spoke to the angel of the church of Pergamum
写信给他们就是主耶稣对他们讲话
Writing to them is the Lord Jesus speaking to them
那耶稣讲什么呢
What did Jesus say?
耶稣说我知道你的居所这个别加摩这个教会这个居所
So Jesus said I know where you dwell that is the church of Pergamum
这个居所是谁住的
So who was dwelling, who was staying there?
是神住的
It's our church
所以圣殿叫做神的居所神的居所
And so the temple is called Holy Temple is called
那么这个圣殿教会是谁住的
The dwelling of God. So who was staying in this church?
是我们所有神的儿女弟兄姐妹住的地方
It's a place where the children of God, the brothers and sisters.
所以我们说教会是我们的家，有没有？我们常常说要回家，有没有
That's why we often say the church is our home. We often say we need to go home.
那在我们的居所，在你的居所，这里就是有撒旦座位之处，撒旦住在这里。
Here says where you dwell. This is where the Satan's throne is.
那有些人说解释这个不是指教会了，是指那个别加摩那个城市有很多偶像，那我们不要去理这种东西了，我懒得去解释了啦。
Some people explain this as not the church, but they say that in the city of Pergamum there was many there are many idols and temples. I will not want to explain to this.
那个别加摩城市有很多庙堂，关耶稣什么事吗？耶稣这么紧张来启示吗
？So there are many.
哪里没有偶像庙呢？到处都有偶像庙呢，为什么单讲别加摩的偶像庙呢
？So there are many temples worshipping idols in Pergamum. That's not Nothing to do with Jesus. There's nothing, not a need for him to say all this.
不单只在启示录说教会有撒旦的座位，在旧约的圣殿都有撒旦座位啊！神启示说有撒旦的座位在。 在圣殿里面在旧约。
Not
所罗门王那个圣殿呢、啊、
？So not only New Testament talks about the throne of God in the church, even the Old Testament talks about in the temple there is a throne for Satan.
嗯，那我现在啊，我先来解释这个别加摩教会的名义，它名字的意思。
So I explain the meaning of this word Pergamon.
哦，这个别加摩哈、哦，它有两个意思。
Pergamum has two meanings.
第一个叫做卫城，卫城就是说被保护的城市。
A city that's been protected, surrounded.
谁保护它？
Who is protecting him?
本来是神保护的教会，保护的城。
First, it was a church, a city protected by God.
现在是变成是保护教会，保护这个撒旦的教会，保护撒旦的。
But now it becomes a church that protects and surrounds Satan.
替撒旦讲话，做撒旦的工的。
A church that speaks on behalf of the Satan.
我们是要除灭魔鬼，要对付魔鬼，他就是保护这个撒旦。所以教会才撒旦的作为才会越来越大，越来越强大。
We need to destroy Satan, protect the church, but yet now we are the one protecting Satan. That's why his influence is getting greater.
这个是别加摩的名字的第一个意思，被保护的城。
So,
问题是。保护谁？保护什么
？Pergamon, the first meaning is a city that's been protected, but who is being protected here?
别加摩的名字第二个意思叫做极大的界壑，界壑，极大的界壑。
Okay, second meaning to the word Pergamon is the great joining together.
这个教会，神的教会跟谁界壑
？So who is the church of God joining together?
神的教会当然是跟神跟主耶稣界壑的呀。
The church of God should be joined to God and to Jesus Christ.
就是耶稣常常我在你里面，你们这样藏在我里面，我藏在你们里面，生命的界壑跟耶稣的联合啊。
That's what Jesus Christ every time say, I abide in you and you in me, a joining of our life.
但现在已经不是了。
But now this is no longer the case.
不再是跟主耶稣界壑。
No longer being joined to our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个教会是跟撒旦界壑的。
This church is joined to Satan.
所以教会才会有撒旦的座位，撒旦的势力，撒旦的地盘在教会，因为他已经跟撒旦联合了。
The church has, and the church is now the throne of the Satan, and also the influence of Satan because they've been joined to Satan.
并且还保护着魔鬼，替魔鬼说话。
And they will protect the devil and speak on his behalf.
所以你再看下去，里面就是乱七八糟。你再看下去，有时间你自己读，里面乱七八糟呀。
And so if you continue to read regarding this church, it's full of chaos.
你看到都恐怖哦，教会怎么会有这种行为的
？And it's very frightening. How can this be happening in the church?
因为都跟魔鬼结合了，怎么会没有这种行为
？Because they're joined to the devil. Of course, they have such behavior.
为什么主耶稣要选择别加摩教会来讲这件事
？So why did our Lord Jesus Christ choose to say this about the Church of Pergamon？
后来我一直在思考，原来这个名字别加摩就已经在暗示我们、明示我们，这个教会跟随界壑已经清清楚楚了，跟随联合。
The one understood because just from the name of Pergamon, we can understand and it hinted to us this church who is it being joined to？
我所准备的道理见证当中呢，教会有撒旦的座位，有七个见证。教会有撒旦座位的七个见证。
So that the testimonies are prepared, there are actually seven testimonies regarding a church that has the throne of Satan.
那我就讲一两个就好了。
I'll just share one or two of it.
好，第一个我要先讲的，教会有大椅子。
First, I talk about a great chair within the church.
就是一张大的椅子。放在讲台前面，教会有一个大椅子。
So in the church, was this great chair and was placed just before the pulpit.
那个椅子就是座位啊，坐下来的一个座位啊，一个地位啊。
So a chair is a place, a throne for sitting.
我们先看以西结书第八章。
Look at Ezekiel chapter 8.
以西结书第八章。
The book of Ezekiel chapter 8.
我们读第三节。
Verse 3.
来，一、二、三。
Stretch out the form of.
他哎，对不起啊，一二三，他伸出仿佛一只手的样式，抓住我的一旧头发，灵就将我挤到天地中间，在神的意象中带我到耶路撒冷朝北的内院门口，在哪里有触动主怒偶像的座位。就是惹动祭邪的这个以西结先知被圣灵感动，被圣灵充满，将他挤到天地的中间。
So this Ezekiel be moved by the Holy Spirit and lifted to between the earth and heaven.
就好像有一只手 仿佛一只手，不是真的一只手，好像有一只手把它提起来，带到天地的中间。
So stretched out like a form of a hand, not an actual hand, but a form of it, and lifted him up to between heaven and
earth. 这时他进入到神的意象中，已经在意象灵界里面了。
So he entered into the vision of God that is in the spiritual realm.
他当时是在巴比伦的，他也被抓到巴比伦去。
Physically, he was in Babylon. He was.
现在在意象当中，他已经到了耶路撒冷城门了。
But in the vision, he was at the gate of Jerusalem.
结果圣灵把他带到耶稣。上了城门的时候，那边看到什么？圣殿里面有什么
？So when they had the north gate of Jerusalem and the gate of Jerusalem, what did he see within the temple?
他看到哪里有触动主怒、主耶稣很愤怒、神很愤怒的偶像的座位，有一个座位给偶像的在那边。
So he saw there was a seat for the image of jealousy, that which provokes jealousy.
我查考那个原文哦，也看了几个翻译本，一些翻译里面有触怒偶主啊。有主怒偶像的住处，有魔鬼住在里面。
So,
有魔鬼的住处。
So a place, a seat, a place of for devil within.
啊，就是有他的地方咯，有他的地盘咯。
A place for him, a place for his influence, his sphere of influence.
我正在来做见证。
So I testify.
在有一次的赶鬼的见证当中。
So in one of the testimony of us casting out demons.
这个是主耶稣给我们学习的灵界征战。
The Lord Jesus Christ allows to learn from this spiritual warfare.
开始接触教会，进入教会，到赶鬼，到他洗礼，刚好是98天还是99天？差一两天就是100天了。
But from the day he came in contact with the church, and then coming to believe and baptized, it was about 100 days, about 99.
我称这个见证为100天的灵界战争，是整数。100天的战争。
So、give this testimony a title, a 100 days spiritual warfare.
里面有很多灵界的灵界的这种学习，灵界的功课。
Of spiritual teachings and work for us to learn.
到最后也是天使亲自来抓鬼来赶鬼。
At the end, it was the angels that came personally to cast out the demons.
我要讲的是什么呢
？So what am I saying here?
教会有大遗址，有。注目主的偶像的座位，有一张大椅子。
So, in the church was this great seat for the image of jealousy, which provokes jealousy.
这个富鬼的人呢、啊，那时他是慕道者，还没有受洗，他是富鬼的。
So this person who was demon possessed at the time he was a seeker,
在安息日契约的时候，在祷告的时候，他看异象。
So on the Sabbath day, service by praying, he saw a vision.
他看到讲台前面有一个很高的椅子。
He saw before the pulpit there was this very high chair.
他就想这个椅子是给谁坐的呀
？So he was thinking, who was this high chair for?
为什么有一张这么大的椅子在教会在讲台前面，在教会前面呢
？So why was there such a high and great chair at the front of the pulpit?
难道是给耶稣坐的吗
？Was it for Jesus?
请问耶稣会从圣经来看，从见证来看，从认识道理来看，主耶稣有坐在大椅子的吗？
From the Bible, from the understanding of Jesus, have you read Jesus sitting in a great chair?
没有的。
Have not.
圣经讲到耶稣的时候，他就是站在宝座，在宝座中，在宝座中间，在宝座上。
When the Bible describes regarding Jesus, he is on the throne or amidst the throne.
没有说耶稣好坐在一张大椅子上，那个椅子不是给耶稣坐的。
So I never talk about Jesus sitting on a chair. This chair was not.
因为耶稣是坐在宝座上的，不是坐在椅子那个椅子上的，不是。
Because Jesus is seated on the throne, is not on the chair.
当他在奇怪的时候，这个椅子给谁坐手？就看到一个魔鬼出现了，好像王这样，魔鬼王啊，大王啊，坐在那个椅子，很骄傲。
So when
他手这样
，So when this person was pondering regarding this, he saw appearance of a devil seated on a chair like a king.
教会有魔鬼的座位啊，坐在这里啊。
So in the church was a place for the devil to sit.
好像王这样，很骄傲啊。
And sat there like a king, being proud like a king.
这张椅子谁给他坐的
？So who placed a chair there for the devil?
为什么他可以坐到这么稳啊
？So why was he able to sit so firmly there?
这时他突然间看到讲台后面的墙壁哦，都是火，被火烧起来，整片墙壁都是火。
And this person saw the wall behind the pulpit was on fire.
他吓到了，教会要被火烧了。
He was in a shock. The church was about to be burned down. He said.
啊，在看的时候呢，主耶稣从那火焰中出来，从墙壁那个火焰中走出来。
So as we are looking, Jesus came out from the wall of fire.
主耶稣全身都是火来的。
All over Jesus was fire.
非常的圣洁。
Very holy.
我代表什么，你知道吧
？Do you know what does fire represent？
代表神的审判
，represent the judgment of God。
也代表神的荣耀
，represents the glory of God。
也代表神的愤怒
，represents the wrath of God。
神的火出来啊，是愤怒，要审判了。
So the fire of God comes up to judge。
耶稣真的生气了。
And Jesus was angry.
这是他的教会，怎么会有魔鬼的座位在这里？
This is his church. How can there be a place for the devil to sit?
啊，这个见证说看不清耶稣的脸，因为耶稣脸都是发光了，看不清。
So the testimony,
他全身都是火焰，都是火。
The face of Jesus could not be seen clearly because it was very bright, and it was covered. The whole body was
flame. 非常的圣洁，非常的荣耀，非常的严厉。
So very holy, very glorious, and very strict.
跟着主耶稣手上拿一根鞭子啊，打那个魔鬼啊。
And on the hand of Jesus was a whip, and he whipped the devil.
那魔鬼被主耶稣打的啊，那个富贵的那个木刀子喊起来啊。
So when the devil was whipped, the devil cried out, and also the person that was demon possessed also cried out loud.
第二次在鞭打魔鬼，倒在地上，跪下来。
Jesus whipped the second time, and the devil fell before Jesus.
啊，这个异象就消失了。
And then the vision ended.
可是这个异象要告诉我们什么？
But what was the vision telling us?
一个很重要的启示。
A very clear revelation to us.
教会有撒旦的座位，他的椅子就在教会里面。
In the church, there's a chair for the devil to sit.
这是很可怕的事，很严重的事。
And this is something very frightening.
耶稣亲自很生气的来打魔鬼。
So Jesus himself was very angry and he hit the devil himself.
那另外这个是个异象嘛，这是个异象。
This was a vision.
那为什么那个富鬼的那个慕道者啊，他会痛呢？人家是在灵界的魔鬼啊，他为什么他会痛呢？
So this person that was demon possessed, why was he in pain? Because that was happening to the devil in the spiritual realm. So why was this person in pain?
我开始不太明白。
At first, I did not understand.
后来我明白。
But later on, I understood.
原来这个富鬼的这个人啊，
this demon possessed
person, 他是交鬼的，跟鬼已经有联系，他的生命跟灵界的魔鬼已经结合，已经结在一起了的。
This demon possessed person, he was a spirit medium. He was joined in the spiritual realm with the devil.
因为他说他十几岁的时候在森林里面杀那一般人啊，他的师父啊杀老虎的水给他喝，他们祭鬼祭神祭鬼啊。
So、
然后他是属于魔鬼的儿女、啊。
So this person said that in his teens in the forest, his masters killed a tiger and forced him to make him drink the blood of tiger and join himself to the devil worship.
哦，他的生命跟鬼已经联合了，属于魔鬼撒旦之子。
So his life,
因为他是行邪术，他的邪术很邪的哦，茅山术哦，茅山术是所有邪术中是很凶恶的、很邪的，
so、his
很可怕的。
Joined to the devil and he is a spirit medium.
所以他的生命跟魔鬼已经有联合，跟灵界的魔鬼有联合。所以主耶稣在打那个灵界的魔鬼，他会感受到痛啊，因为他的生命跟魔鬼结合的呀，他当然会感觉到痛，所以他就痛啊，喊啊。
So in the spiritual realm, he was really joined to the devil. That's why when Jesus hit the devil, the devil was in pain, but he was also in pain because he was joined.
所以我讲到这里，我顺便跟大家提醒大家。
So when I remind you as well.
今天我们的生命是跟谁联合
？Today, who is our life? Who is it joined?
我们今天的生命是跟主耶稣生命联合。
Today, our life is joined to our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以吃圣餐的时候，就是生命的联合。我们的生命跟主的生命联合，吃耶稣的血，喝耶稣的血，吃耶稣的肉，就是生命的联合。
So when we partake of the Holy Communion, we're eating the flesh and blood of Lord Jesus Christ. That is our joining our life to His.
所以主耶稣才说嘛，在圣餐的时候说嘛，我在你们里面，你们在我里面，因为这个是生命的结合。
And this is why Jesus said that in the Holy Sacrament, Holy Communion, He says, "I abide in you, and you in me." This is the joining of life.
所以原来领圣餐除了纪念主死。重要的真理就是与主联合，是生命的联合。
So we conduct Holy Communion other than remember the death of Jesus. What is important is we are being joined together to Jesus.
所以我们的生命当中有主耶稣的生命在我们里面。
So in our life we have the life of Jesus.
我们应该是体会到耶稣的喜怒哀乐，应该体验得到、体会得到、感受得到，因为我们的生命跟耶稣结合的。
Then we can experience and understand the joy, the sadness, the happiness of Jesus Christ because we are joined to Him.
所以在圣经，你看耶稣很生气的事，很愤怒的事情，我们感受不到，没有什么好生气的呀。
But often, when we see that things that Jesus is angry about, yet we do not feel anything. They say nothing to be angry about.
在圣经，我们看到耶稣很悲伤，耶稣在哭的时候，很难过的时候，我们也感受不到耶稣的悲伤，没有什么好悲伤的呀。
When we see in the Bible that Jesus was sorrowful, yet we do not feel this sorrow because we feel that nothing to be sorrowful about.
圣经也记录耶稣有喜乐、高兴的时候，赞美神的时候，耶稣欢喜的时候。我们也感受到没有啊，有什么好高兴的？
The Bible
完全感不到主耶稣的喜怒哀乐，感受不到。
So when the Bible also records the joy of Jesus, yet we do not partake in His joy because we cannot experience it.
其实正确正常，如果我们真的跟主的生命联合， 我们真的会感受到主耶稣的快乐，主耶稣的悲伤，主耶稣的愤怒，我们都会有感觉的。
If we are joined to Jesus, then we have really experience and understand and feel this happiness, this joy, this anger of Lord Jesus Christ.
所以就会发生一些严重的事，我们好像没有感觉的，我很难过的。So, 你难道没有感觉的吗？这些事情是耶稣愤怒的，你没有愤怒的吗？为什么？
So if something serious is happening in the church, but you do not feel it, you do not feel the anger of Lord Jesus Christ?
你的生命难道没有跟耶稣结合吗？有结合就有感觉感受的呀。
Is your life not joined to? Is it not joined to Jesus? Then you should experience this emotion as well.
只能够说我们是不是跟耶稣的关系很遥远
？So we can only explain that we are very relationship of Jesus is very.
那个圣餐也只是形式化的一种样，做样这样而已，一种表样而已，变成这样，是不是这样
？And this holy communion that we partake is just like a symbolic action only.
希望不是啊，这样就不对了。
I hope this is not the case because it's very wrong.
这样就糟糕了，很大问题。
This is a very great error.
以后读圣经也好，祷告都好，听道理都好，你要感受到耶稣的感受。
So whenever we read the Bible, whether we pray and we listen to sermons, we must experience feel the same emotions.
这个见证呢，就在见证教会里面有大椅子，有撒旦的座位。
So this testimony talks about this chair, this great chair in the church.
哦，你看，在旧约以西结先知就看到圣殿已经有了。
So in the Old Testament, prophet Ezekiel saw that this was happening.
那在新约启示录使徒时代也有了。
And in Revelation, in apostolic era, this was also happening.
那今天真耶稣教幕后晚以圣灵建立的真耶稣教有没有呢
？Today is this happening in the True Jesus Church, the church established by the Holy Spirit?
刚才那个见证带椅子就是我们现在的教会来的呀。
Just like the testimony of this big chair, great chair, that is the testimony today.
好，我继续来见证。
Let's continue with testimony.
教会有红龙啊。
There is the red dragon within the church.
这是一个很虔诚的老执事做的见证。
So was a testimony born by a very faithful elderly deacon.
那时我还是从神学院刚刚还没有毕业哦，还在读书哦，出来实习。因为上课半年过后要出来实习嘛。
At the time I was
我四季的时间呢、啊。
At the time I was still in the theological seminary, and that was a half year of practicum I was going through.
他亲自跟我见证了。
And it was a testimony he made.
他每一天哦，每天哦，风雨不改，三点钟一定去教会祷告。
So every day, no matter rain or shine, he would go to church at 3 p.m. to pray.
我问他为什么要三点呢
？So I asked him why is it 3 p.m.
他说你不知道啊。
He said, "Don't you know?"
你看那个雅各约，哎，那个约翰跟彼得跟约翰呢、啊，就是下午三点去圣殿祷告的呀。
Look at Peter and John; they went to the temple to pray at 3 p.m.
啊，是有没有？那个是在约翰福音，那个在使徒行传。
Acts of the Apostles.、
啊、使徒行传第三章
，Chapter Three.
那第一节
，Verse One.
伸出就是刚好三点呐、
啊。Yet at the ninth hour, that is 3 p.m.
这个老执事，你看多单纯，多忠心、啊、
So you can see how pure and innocent.
因为使徒们三点钟，下午三点去教会祷告，他就学咯，三点钟去教会祷告咯。
So the apostles went to pray in the temple at 3 p.m. So he followed to go to church to pray at 3 p.m.
那有一天他在祷告的时候
，So one day while he was praying,
吓死他呀！
Or something frightening.
他跟我讲的时候，医治很痛苦，在哭啊。
And he bore witness to me, he was crying out in tears.
因为这个老人家他不能接受这种事情。
Because this elderly member, he could not accept this thing happening.
可是事实上又很清楚呀。
But it was yet happening very clearly.
我说什么事情
？So I say, what was happening?
他说我祷告的时候，他在后面呐、啊，后面祷告，讲台在前面嘛，他在后面呐、啊。
So he was praying at the bed of the chapel, the pulpit was at the front.
他说有一条红龙啊，很大只的红龙，从讲台那边升上来啊。
He said he saw a red,
屋顶上去啊、
great red dragon flying up from the pulpit up to the ceiling.
很大的一条龙，全身都是红的。
Dragon that was very big and very red.
非常的凶恶。
And it was very ferocious.
他在讲台呢，张牙舞爪就汪汪摇摆，摇摇摆摆这样摇来摇去。
He was moving about ferociously on the pulpit.
他看到这很自然，奉主的名赶撒旦。
And when he saw this very naturally, he said, "In the name of Jesus, I cast out demons."
每个忠心的仆人看到一定是赶撒旦的，很自然的，不用教的。
And if every faithful worker of God will very naturally cast out,
这肯定是撒旦来的呀。
Because he's definitely the Satan.
这个老执事呢，他这样赶鬼，奉主的名赶的时候，那个龙在台上很生气的，嗡，冲到他的前面，张开口要吞噬他呀，
so,
很大的龙口啊。
So when the deacon cast out the demon, Satan, the dragon was very angry and rushed towards him with the mouth wide open.
他吓到跑啊，起来跑啊，不敢再祷告。
He was so frightened, he stood up and ran away. He did not pray anymore.
他说永远都不能够忘记这件事，很多。 很多天都很惊怕。
He said, I will never forget this, and he was so afraid for many days.
吃东西也没有心情，也吃不下去。
He didn't even have appetite to eat anymore.
因为他不能接受。
Because he could not accept this fact.
谁又能够接受呢？
Who can accept such a fact?
你以为传道今天讲这个道理，我能够接受吗？
Today I share this with you. You think I'm very, I can accept such a fact?
教会有红龙啊。
That we need a church that has a red dragon.
红龙都很清楚，启示录耶稣讲的撒旦，又叫做魔鬼，又叫做龙，又叫做古蛇。
So in Revelation, he said very clearly, that's a Satan, that's a red dragon. He's also called the ancient serpent.
他就在教会啊。
He is in the church.
就在讲台这里啊。
On the pulpit.
讲台是什么地方
？What is the？
这个是所有敬拜当中、聚会中最重要的位置，代表性的位置。
So pulpit is a very symbolic place in our worship.
神的道理，神的见证，什么都是透过这个讲台，奉主的名这样传出去的，这样来宣布的，不是吗
？So the teachings and truth of Lord Jesus Christ's testimonies is spoken in the name of Jesus from the pulpit.
神的圣洁、神的谦卑、神的柔和、神的爱、神的救赎、神的种种旨意，都在这里奉主的名传达出去。
The holiness, the righteousness, the will of God, all His will of God is spoken from the pulpit.
但是现在红龙占据了。
But now it has been taken over by the red dragon.
这是我也不能接受。
And this also something, something I cannot accept.
事实呀。
But this is a fact.
除非你说这个见证是乱七八糟的，是假的了。除非你这样讲。
Unless you think that you say that this testimony is false, it's made up.
好，我继续讲教会有龙的见证。
And the testimony, in the church, there's also a dragon, a testimony.
我这次去一个国家帮助圣工。
This time I went to particular country to help with the church work.
有一个弟兄，老信徒跟我这样讲。
So elderly member said this to me.
他做一个梦。
He had a dream.
他也不敢随便讲。
And he did not dare to say anyhow to anyone.
他梦到教会外面不是有沟渠吗？
He dreamt that outside.
我们四周围不是有沟渠。
So around the church actually there was a drain.
那个龙啊，就躲在沟渠里面。
In his dream, he saw the dragon lying within the drain.
从前面到后面很长啊，百多尺啊，那个龙就在躲在沟渠里面。
And it was hundreds of feet long, and the dragon was lying within the drain.
而且一样，那条龙是红色的。
And again, the dragon was red in color.
那在异梦当中，在这个梦中呢，他听到呢有声音这样说。
And in his dream, he heard a voice saying,
这条龙呢是专吞吃有病的信徒。
He's saying that this dragon specially devour believers who have fallen sick.
龙在哪里？
So where is the dragon?
龙就在教会的周围。
Dragon was surrounding the church.
躲在教会的旁边的沟渠里，大沟渠里。
Hidden within the drain, beside around the church.
然后有声音说，这只龙专吃有病的信徒。
And this dragon, why say this dragon only eats believers that have
有病的信徒，你不要以为说有高血压啊，有糖尿病啊，有心脏病，不是啦。
Believers who are ill, don't think about this as believers who have high blood pressure, high cholesterol.
他专治有病的信徒，有信仰病的信徒，信仰很多人生病，知道吗
？So believers who have fallen ill here refers to believers who have spiritual illness.
有些信徒的信仰是瘸腿的，不能够走到神面前的。一年都走不到一次来的。
Sometimes these believers, their faith does not even bring them once to before God a year.
有些信徒的病是耳朵病，耳朵是聋的，听不到神的话，听不到道理，听不到的。
Some believers, their illness is they cannot hear the word of God, the teachings of God.
可是听世界的东西，世界新闻，他比谁都清楚，比谁都听得清清楚。
But they can hear very clearly the things of the world clearer than anyone.
请问这些不是神病吗
？Isn't this illness?
有一些信徒都是瞎眼的，已经瞎眼了。
Some of these believers are blind.
看不到神。
They're not able to see God.
看不到天国。
They're not able to see kingdom of heaven.
看不到神的荣耀。
They're not able to see the glory of God.
看不见神的话，圣经都看不见。
They're not able to see the word of God, the Bible.
看世界，他比谁都清楚。
But when they see the things of the world, they're clearer than anyone.
这个就是属灵的病，瞎眼啊。
These are spiritual illnesses. They are blind.
看不到自己的问题啊。
They're not able to see their own issues.
谁说有一个教会是瞎眼的？有没有
？Jesus has said that there's a church that's blind.
谁啊？哪一间教会
？Which church was it?
老底家是吗
？Church of Laodicea。
耶稣说：“你们这个教会是瞎眼的，瞎眼的教会来的。
”Jesus say you are blind.
意思说这些种种都是属灵的病了，生病的。
All these are all fallen ill spiritually.
那么这条龙呢，就专治有病的信徒。
And this dragon specially devours believers that have fallen ill.
这不是主耶稣的警告吗
？And this was a warning from Jesus.
龙就在我们身边，就在我们教会里，教会而已。
Dragon is right beside us, surrounding the church.
等着来吃的
waiting to devour.
起圣经的那只狮子还要到处遍地游行去找、哦、这条龙 不用到处去找，他就在这里等，在教会里面等。
The lion described in the Bible、Amen. still needs to prowl around to devour, but this dragon need not do so. He just.
所以我们来教会不要紧紧吗？不要带着敬畏神的心、虔诚的心来吗
？So shouldn't be vigilant and have a godly heart when come to church.
啊，第三个龙的见证。
The third testimony regarding a dragon.
这是一个老传道讲的见证。
A testimony by a senior preacher.
他说他被派到一个乡下的高山山上的教会。
He said he was sent to a church in the mountains.
这个教会很软弱。
This church was very weak.
差不多有100个信徒。
About 100 believers.
来聚会的不到十个，十来个而已。
But less than 10 come for worship.
已经很多年了。
And it has been so for many years.
他也很伤心啊。
And this picture was very sad.
百多个信徒为什么冷淡到只剩下十来个信徒？
100 old believers yet only so cold until only 10 believers come to worship.
你负责人有七八个、八九个，加上自己的孩子、太太，就超过十个呀。
Just the council members,
肯定超过十几个。
Yeah, more about five or six of you, and every the family, there should be more than 10.
有一天晚上哦，他睡觉的时候。
So one day when he was sleeping,
他突然间感到非常的冷。
One night when he was sleeping, suddenly he felt very cold.
而且这个冷不是那种啊，开冷气开到冷，不是那种很特别的冷，很不一样的冷。
And this chill he was feeling is not something from aircon, it was something very different.
冷到他醒过来。
This chill caused him to wake up.
觉得很不对路。
And he felt something was not right.
他就走到传道房那个窗口，打开窗口来看。
So he came to the window of the preacher's room, opened the window to see.
他一打开来看的时候呢，
the moment he opened,
就进入异象里面去了。
The moment he opened the window, he entered into a vision.
主耶稣让他看什么，知道吗？
What did Jesus allow him to see?
他看到有一条龙，又是红色的红龙。
Again, he saw a dragon that was red in color.
这个红龙呢，他呢？把信徒的附近的家嘛，附近很多信徒的家，串过去一间一间的串，像串沙袋这样，串，每一家信徒最远的也串过去，每一家信徒都被这个龙串在龙的身上。
So what this preacher saw was all this house of the believers, the dragon's body was going through them just like how a satyr skewer goes through the.
那离开教会最远的那副信徒呢，是在龙的尾巴。
Even the house that was the furthest away, it was at the end of the tail of the dragon.
那最靠近教会的那户呢？那个龙的头伸出来。
So the house that was household that was nearest to the church, the dragon was sticking out from the house.
没有一间信徒的家没有被龙穿过的。
Not a single house was not having a body of the devil passing through it.
那么他就想把这个事情，他就想要去赶鬼嘛。
So he thought of casting out the demon.
这个是异象哦
，This was at the vision.
可是又好像在现实里，他又从传道房那楼上走路下来，走到楼下去要去开门，要去告诉信徒这件事哦。
It was a vision, but yet it seemed so real that he had to come down the stairs from the preacher's room to tell the believers.
打开那个门的时候，教会门的时候，哇，看到很多双信徒的鞋子都摆在教会门口啊。
So when he opened the door of the church, he saw all the shoes of the believers being laid before.
你知道是什么意思吗？
Do you know what it means?
每一双鞋子都很肮脏。
Every shoe was very filthy.
没有一双鞋子是干净的。
Not any shoe was clean.
这样知道什么意思了吧？
Do you know what it means?
信徒的鞋子就是行为嘛。
So、
信徒的行为没有一个是圣洁的。
The shoes represent the actions and behaviors of the believer, and none of it was clean.
这叫做信徒的鞋都是肮脏的。
And this is what I mean. The shoes were all filthy.
那他开门要出去告诉信徒的时候，那个龙啊，靠近那个最靠近信徒家的那只龙的头啊，冲过来，要对付我们的传道。
So when he opened the door to want to go and tell the believers, the dragon head at the house closest to the church rushed towards him to try to devour the preacher.
奉主的名赶撒旦。
So he said, in the name of Jesus, I cast out Satan.
马上去把这件事情去敲醒信徒的门。
And he
straightaway 那是凌晨啊。
Went to wake up all the believers, knock on the doors. This was happening in the spiritual
realm. 有些信徒都还在睡觉，还没有醒啊。
And some believers continued to sleep, did not wake up.
他们看到传道这么紧张，叫人吓到他们了。为什么事情发生什么事，这么早来找我
？And they was wondering how kind of preacher is knocking on the door so early to wake me up.
还不紧张吗
？And they worried.
我们的家，我们的命都被龙穿过了。整个家都被龙控制了。
Our house, our own life is under the control of the dragon.
有听过这样的见证吗
？Have you heard such testimony?
龙在教会工作。
So the dragon is working within the church.
专对付神的儿女。
He is attacking the children of God.
这叫做教会有撒旦的座位，有撒旦的工作，撒旦的座位。
This is what it means. There is a throne of Satan in the church and the work of Satan.
5:45好，我们再讲一个吧。
We share one more testimony.
教会有撒旦座位是什么呢
？So what it means by having the throne of Satan within the church?
教会有蛇。
There is the serpent.
很大只的蛇。
A great serpent.
其实伊甸园中就有一条很大的蛇呀。
In the Garden of Eden, there was already this great serpent.
那个夏娃就是被这条蛇害死的呀。
Eve was harmed by this serpent.
伊甸园就是代表，就是预表我们这教会嘛。
Eden represents our
church. 教会里面有善恶树，有生命树，有善恶树。
So Eden prefigures the church. In the Garden of Eden, there was this tree of knowledge, great evil.
有神的儿女，有神的儿女就是亚当夏娃。
There's also the children of God, Adam and Eve.
还有什么
？What else is within the garden?
有蛇在里面。
There was also the serpent.
教会有蛇。
Within the church, there is the serpent.
而且这条蛇是非常狡猾，非常是说谎的。
And this serpent lies and is very scheming.
有一个很虔诚的。老信徒了。
So there was a very faithful believer.
我没有时间讲他的见证。
I have no time to share his testimony.
因为他本来是很恨真耶稣教会。
Because at the beginning he hated the true church.
你叫他讲什么教会都可以，不要跟我讲真耶稣教会。
He can talk about any other churches, but do not mention true church to him.
你知道为什么吗
？Do you know why?
因为他本来就是外邦人。
Because he was a Gentile.
他嫁给我们教会的一个弟兄，真耶稣教会的弟兄，嫁给这个弟兄。
So it's a lady, so she married a true church believer. Her husband is true church believer.
然后嫁了给他呢，又把他带到印尼去。印尼他又没有朋友，又没有一个亲戚，也没有一个朋友，也没有把他带到印尼去。因为这个弟兄本来是台湾的，后来移民到印尼去。
So she married a husband, and the husband they were from Taiwan, but the husband and brought her to immigrate to Indonesia.
你叫他找谁啊？他有困难，他有痛苦，找谁？一个朋友也没有，一个亲戚也没有。
And in Indonesia, she had no friends or relatives. Whatever issues she facing, she could not find help.
这个丈夫又打他的。打他，那你不相信吗
？And the husband also beat the wife.
你不好意思翻译吗？后来又外面搞第三者，搞叫什么小三呢
？And the husband even have an affair outside of church.
你说这是我们真耶稣教会
？And I say this is a true church believer.
生了两个女儿不理他们。
I have two daughters, but do not care about the daughters.
在外面风流，在外面，在另外一个家了。
And he was always outside in his.
你把这个人丢在印尼，他没有亲戚，没有朋友，叫他找谁？他又不会讲印尼话。
This lady was in
Indonesia.
Who can she turn for help?
不要说他，是我也会恨真耶稣教会。我跟你讲。
Even if I'm her, I also hate the true church.
又说传道不要这样讲没有造就说，我就是要讲。要让大家知道我们在做什么，真耶稣教会在做什么。
And you are saying, preacher, don't say this is not edifying. I purposely want to say this.
当然，他也不能够代表所有真教会所有了，他是个人嘛，哈。
Of course, that's an individual. He himself cannot represent.
他是个人就够力了咯。
But just this
individual, he
could cause a great harm because he's of a believer.
所以他很辛苦的把两个女儿啊养大，很痛苦，很多受很多痛苦。
So this wife, with great pain, she brought up these two daughters.
他跟他女儿讲。他跟他女儿讲：“你去哪一间教会都可以，你不要去真耶稣教会，我绝对不让允许你去真耶稣教会。”
So she said to the daughters, "You can go to whatever church, just not the true church."
但后来感谢主，神带领他进入真教会。
But later on, God led her into true church. 他哭啊！
他现在比任何人都爱真耶稣教会。
Now she loves the true church more than anyone.
我没有时间讲他见证，很感人的啦。
I have no time to share this testimony. It's very moving.
好，那这个这么。对神这么虔诚、哦、这么爱教会的一个信徒、哦、
A believer that's so God-fearing, that loves the church so greatly.
他有一个传道被差派到那边。
So once the preacher was sent to the church,
这个传道行为怪怪的，怪很奇怪的。
This preacher was quite strange.
原来已经出问题，已经犯死罪了的。
Actually, this preacher has already committed sins to leading to death.
犯死罪了，总会也知道，还派他来到小教会。
And the preacher, the church general doesn't really know about this, but yet they still send the preacher.
意思说那个教会待不下，派你到小教会去吧，反正小教会信徒不知道嘛。
So because they are not able to stay in one particular church, was sent to this smaller church because the members there do not know.
他们就是很单纯的这小教会，你还派一个豺狼，还派一条蛇去，那不是吞吃他们吗？
So the members,
所以我有时很生气啊，有时。
So these members of this church is very innocent, a small church, yet you send a wolf among them.
这种传道应该派去大教会，让大家盯住他，让大家管住他，让大家责备他。
If you want to send this church, you send it to a bigger church where everybody can look at him.
原来他已经变成蛇了。
But he has returned into a serpent.
就是我早上讲的，工人变成兽，变成豺狼，变成恶兽。
This is what I meant.
意思就是这样。
This morning when I shared, the workers becoming a beast, becoming wolves.
这个虔诚的姐妹她做一个梦。
So this very God-fearing sister make had this vision.
她梦到天上有一条很大的管，从天上一直下来，透过教会屋顶，一直下到教会来。
So she dreamt of this pipe coming down from heaven, coming through the roof, ceiling of the church into the church hall.
那么意思说，神的恩典、神的祝福都从这个管道这样下来。
So what it means, the blessing of God is coming into the church to the believers
through this medium.信徒的祷告、信徒的祈求、信徒的各种敬拜，也从这里这样上到天上去。
And the prayers, the worship of believers is also going up to heaven through this.
意思是一个通天的管道了，一条路了。A way
into heaven.
那他在梦里觉得他就奇怪哦。 他就写去看上面是什么，他就跑去看，知道。So
in the dream, she felt very strange. So she went to look into the pipe. What is it?
一看哦，有一条大蟒蛇哦，塞在通天管里面，塞住了。
When she looked up, she saw a dragon being within this pipe.
她吓到了。And
she was in a shock.
这个是从天上来的呀。This
is pipe coming down from heaven.
那我们的祷告、敬拜、烧香，什么都要从这里上到天上去的呀。Our
worship, our prayer, our burning our incense goes through this pipe to heaven.
我们的心意奉献要从这里上去的呀。
Our prayers, our offerings is going up to this.
全部被这个蛇挡住了，塞住了，挡住卡住了。
But now this dragon is there, blocking all these things.
教会有什么？
So what is the church?
教会有大蛇啊。
There's this great serpent within the church.
谁是这条大蛇？
Who was this great serpent?
那些变质的功能，有问题的功能，变成蛇。
Who has sinned, who has now turned into serpent.
结果他的表现也是好像蛇这样，很溜滑，你抓不到他。
And this,
你明明知道他犯罪，你抓不到他。
This preacher is very wily like a serpent. You know they've done wrong, but you cannot catch them. They are able to twist around.
又另一个教会。
Another church.
有个信徒，他做一个梦。
A believer had his dream.
他梦到教会的父堂，那些弟兄姐妹，年轻人，特别是你青少年，在父堂那边玩啊，打篮球啊，抓棋啊，在那边玩耍，嘻嘻哈哈，很快乐。
So in the dream, in the secondary hall, the person saw younger believers, teenagers, playing games, playing balls, and playing chess.
有一条黑色的大蛇在天花板那个横梁上挂在那边。
But on the ceiling at the roof, there is this black serpent staring down at them.
在梦中，他看到这条蛇哦，特别对准一个青少年。他走到那里，那个蛇头就到那里。他走到那蛇头就到那里，一直盯着他，要吞噬他。
In the dream, the person saw this serpent is very fixated on one particular youth. Whether this youth go through the serpent?
可是那些青少年信徒。 不知道有蛇在上面，有蛇在看着他们，不知道呀。
But these teenagers, these youths do not know the serpent above them, staring at them.
在梦中，他就看到有一个传道进来。In
the dream, she saw a preacher coming in.
传道一进来，就马上看见到有一条蛇在上面。
And when the preacher came in straight away, he saw that there was a snake there.
那么那些青少年还不知道。
The teenagers did not know.
他没有惊动他们。
He did not tell them.
突然间，传道的手突然间现出一本圣经。But
suddenly, the hand of the preacher, a Bible appeared.
圣经这个传道奉主耶稣，往那个蛇那边射过去。So
in the name of Jesus, this Bible was shot out like an arrow towards the serpent.
那个圣经就是神的话嘛，对不对？
The Bible is the word of God.
那个圣经射出去，变成一条一支箭呐。So 圣经变成一支箭呐。
So when this Bible was shot out, it became like a sword shooting at the snake.
你知道是什么意思吗？
You know what it means?
用神的话抵挡魔鬼，用神的话对付撒旦。
Using the word of God to oppose the devil against Satan.
因为圣经说，圣灵的宝剑就是神的道，神的道就是圣灵的宝剑。Because
the Bible tells us the sword of the Spirit is the word of God.
你要用什么来抵挡魔鬼，胜过魔鬼？So
what do we use to overcome the devil to fight against the devil?
就是神的道理。
the word of God.
所以撒旦来引诱耶稣的时候，试探耶稣的时候，主耶稣也是用神的道、圣经、神的话来抵挡他， so, 来测穿他的，有没有？
When the devil tried to tempt Jesus, Jesus replied with the word of God.
结果那条蛇被宝剑、神的话射伤了。从魂梁上跌下来。
So the serpent was hurt by this sword of God, and then he was.
那些青少年才看到有蛇啊，爬到全部跑出去了，不敢回来。
Then the teenagers saw that there was a serpent and ran away. They did not dare to run back, come back.
有些说教会也有蛇的呗，教会怎么可能有蛇？呱里呱叫在那边。
So some people cry, how can there be a serpent in the church?
教会怎么会没有蛇呢？没有魔鬼的工作呢？
Why would there not be a serpent in church? Why would there not be a serpent?
这里有病的他就敢吞噬啊，他都很喜欢吞噬神的儿女的，都跟你讲了。
The Bible tells us to devour the children of God.
那当这位传道要去把那个蛇再打死的时候，在加重再打死他的时候，这个蛇很厉害哦，突然间不见了，
so,
消失了。
When the preacher tried to continue to kill the snake, the serpent suddenly disappeared.
那他看上去，
and when he looked up,
蛇。在另一个角落，躲在另一个角落。
The serpent is not hiding in another corner.
没有离开。
He did not run away.
但是已经受伤了。
But he was injured.
这个梦就醒过来。
And then he woke up from the dream.
这些都是要告诉我们什么？
What is this telling us?
我们大家都梦叉叉。
That we are all muddy, muddy headed.
就是快乐啊，飞罗西啊，玩耍啊，嘻嘻哈哈。
They are very happy.
就是年轻人嘛。
Having fellowship just like these young people here.
看到有魔鬼工作，就跑。管你，大家保命哦。
When they see the work of the devil, they run away for their own life.
平安了又倒回来，嘻嘻哈哈了。
When he was all is at peace, they come back.
这个不正是我们现在的年轻人的信仰状况吗？
Isn't this the state of the faith of our young believers?
都强调菲罗西了，不强调真理，行真理啊。
Emphasizing our fellowship, not emphasizing on the truth and carrying on the truth.
这些都是魔鬼那条蛇要吞噬的兵座的目标来的。
And these are the targets of the serpent, the devil.
这是最近的事而已。
This was something that happened recently.
那个在沟渠的龙啊，要吃有病的时候，也是最近哦，不是很。
The dragon that's found in the drain is also something that happened recently.
教会还有最后我讲一个了。
I share now last testimony.
教会有什么？
What was found in the church?
教会有狐狸哦。
There were fox.
啊？什么意思？
So what it means?
请看雅各书第二章。
Look at James. Song of Solomon chapter 2.
雅各书第二章。
Song of Solomon chapter 2.
这里到底在讲什么呢？
So what is it speaking about here?
我们来读十五节。
Verse 15.
二章十五节。
Song of Solomon 2 verse 15.
我都还没有找到，对不起啊。二章十五节，来，一二三。要给我们请那狐狸，就是毁坏葡萄园的小狐狸，因为我们的葡萄正在开花。雅各书这里说，要我们请那小狐狸。请哪狐狸啊？
Song of Solomon here told us to catch the foxes.
那狐狸在哪里？
So where are these foxes?
狐狸在葡萄园里面。
They are running around in the vineyard.
它什么时候来的？
So when did they come?
我们的葡萄正在开花的时候，它来了。
When our vineyards are in blossom.
狐狸在哪里？
So where were the foxes?
狐狸在葡萄园，神的葡萄园里。
In the vineyard of God.
葡萄园就是神的家，神的教会。
The vineyard of God, that is the house, the church of God.
有一个信徒做一个梦，
so a believer had his dream.
他梦到呢，大家在教会里面哦，聚会散会了。
He dreamt that everyone was in church at the end of the service.
对不起，正在聚会。
Sorry, at the middle of the service.
突然间呢，有一条比较大只的狐狸啊，从椅子那边窜出来。
Suddenly, a great fox came out from within the pews.
教会怎么会有狐狸呢？
So why was there a fox within the church?
还是我看错呢？
Or have I seen wrongly?
这个狐狸很一窜出来就不见了。
And the fox came out and then disappeared.
那就一直到聚会结束。
Until the service ended.
聚会结束，那些信徒不是在教会没有离开吗？在聊天吗？在会堂里面还没有离开的哦。
So the service ended, the believers still lingering around, chit-chatting with the
people. 这时他看到那只狐狸又出来了。
At this point of time, this person again saw the fox appearing.
还带着四五只小狐狸啊。
Bringing with it four or five little foxes.
原来是一个家住来的呀。
So it was a family of fox.
狐狸妈妈带着她的狐狸小狐狸在教会里面窜来窜去。
The mother fox bring the little foxes running around the church.
奇怪就是她在梦中看到怎么没有人发现的呢？ 呢。
Strangely, in the dream, she found saw that no one noticed this.
这时候狐狸就这样走来走去，走了，跟那小狐狸一群狐狸这样走来走去啊。
So the foxes were just wandering around.
问题就是为什么没有一个人发现
？The problem is how come no one noticed.
这个就是今天的大问题。
This is the great issue we have today.
该不该讲？
Should we stop
这种见证，这种道理该不该讲？
你
自己做一个判断。
You judge for yourself.
这是主耶稣告诉我们的。
This is what the Lord Jesus is
telling us. 教会有蛇。
In the church is a serpent.
教会有龙。
In the church there's a dragon.
教会有大鱼子。
In the church there's this great chair.
教会有狐狸。
In the church there are these foxes.
满家地道。
But no one knows.
也看不到狐狸在哪里。
没
有
吗？
那里有，你不要乱讲。
And we do not see where the foxes. We say that not do not.
主耶稣只好透过异象异梦，让我们知道教会今天的情形。
So Jesus can only show us the state of the church through dreams and visions.
这是教会的挑战。
This is the challenges faced by the church.
这是教会的危机。
This is the crisis faced by the church.
这是教会的大问题。
This is the issue.
我这样讲不是要打击大家的信心，不是。
I say all this not to harm your faith.
你听了就没有信心了，哎呦，我没有信心，那你的信仰是不真实的。
If after hearing,
你这种信心是不能够到耶稣那边去的。
If after hearing this, your faith is shaken, then this faith cannot bring you to Jesus.
因为将来要到耶稣那边去，还要经过更可怕的攻击，更可怕的逼迫的。
Because in order to for us to go to Jesus in the future, we have to go through greater persecution and attacks.
跟你讲，教会有这种魔鬼工作，魔鬼的这种势力，你就失去信心。那你信什么哦
？Just telling you that the works of the demons and devil in the church, and you lose your faith, then what are you believing?
我们听过，我们的信心更坚固。
When we after hear this, we must strengthen in our faith.
我们甚至更知道我现在要做什么。
We must know what we must do now.
我现在要除灭魔鬼的作。
And now we need to destroy the work of the demons and devil.
我要来敬畏真神。
To fear God.
我要让教会干净。
I need to purify the church.
不要鬼鬼诈诈、虚虚假假。
No longer,
不是那些嘻嘻哈哈，不是这些。
No longer have all this falsehood within the church.
我就是敬虔的敬拜主，真的用一颗心来服侍主，奉献给主。
Worship God with a God-fearing heart to serve God and to offer up.
我真正要成为一个住在天上的人。
I want to be one who dwells in heaven.
这个就是道理的目的啊，什么目的
？It's the purpose of speaking all this.
不是要打击你信心，是要你。看清楚时事，看清楚教会的魔鬼的工作。
All this is spoken not to shake your faith, but for you to be clear of the state.
看清楚过后，我们一起努力同心对付魔鬼。
And after we are clear of this, in one heart, in united, we oppose the work of the demon.
求主耶稣替我们赶鬼。
We ask our Lord Jesus Christ to cast out the devil.
求主洁净教会，让教会越来越干净，越来越美丽。
Ask the Lord to cleanse the church become more and more beautiful.
求主耶稣洁净我们的心，越来越圣洁。
To cleanse our heart to be more and more pure.
那你说是不是荣耀开始显出神的荣耀
？Then won't be showing forth the glory of God.
真的神的荣耀真的会彰显显现出来的。
That is part of time the glory of God will be manifested.
神的权柄也会显现出来的。
The authority of God will be manifested.
因为魔鬼没办法在这里装模作样。
Because the devil is no longer able to work here.
这正是传道正在一直努力在做的事。
And this is what I've been putting effort to do.
你说这样，那魔鬼会留我会留我存在吗？
But do you think the devil will allow me to continue
to pray on this? 所以你们要替传道祷告。
So you need to pray on behalf of
preacher. 不是跟着别人一直批评他，不是。
I do not join the others to criticize.
如果我做错，你们可以批评，大声的批评。
If I've done wrong, you can criticize me loudly.
如果是为了爱教会，为了我们的灵魂，为了主耶稣，为了教会的灵魂圣洁，你要站在真理那一边。
But for the sake of the church, the purity of the church, purity of the truth for the soul, then you must stand on the side of the church.
这种传道是我好多个哦。
This type of preacher is not only myself, there are many of us.
他们都是神的荣耀，教会的荣耀来的。
They are all the glory of God, the glory of the church.
教会的挑战。